There are some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a large unexpected inheritance. An always-on-the-verge-of-death phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone, up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard, so you can get a new one. Just trade in any phone from our top brands on any unlimited plan. With new line on my plan. Additional terms apply for trade-in and pay off your phone offer. See Verizon.com for details.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Hey, Army and fellow music fans, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and we're the hosts of Standing BTS from the Consequence Podcast Network. We're a bi-weekly show that covers the impact and legacy of K-pop group BTS.
We mix the perfect blend of research and fangirl as we take a deep dive into lyrics during album reviews, theorize over music videos, and keep up with their current events.
No BTS topic is off limits. We welcome everyone into the conversation, whether you're a casual fan, committed ARMY, or someone who's just curious about one of the biggest music groups in the world.
Come chat with us every other Thursday with a new episode wherever podcasts are found.
Welcome to the In Defense of Ska podcast.
There's a lot of like, okay, well, you like ska, name three bands that aren't the Boss Tones.
I'm your host, Aaron Carnes, music journalist and author of the book In Defense of Ska.
And I'm your co-host, Adam Davis, veteran ska musician from the bands Omnigon and Link 8.
On our show, we aim to push back on the mainstream's negative perception of ska music.
There are so many great untold stories throughout the history of ska. The show features interviews with everyone from the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones to Fishbone, Fall Out Boy singer Patrick Stump, and the Police drummer Stuart Copeland. Join us on In Defense of Ska from the Consequence Podcast Network.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Can you hear me now? Is it better?
Consequence Podcast Network.
Hey, and welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org, Consequence, and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thanks, as always, for making your way here, for checking out the episode. Hit that subscribe button so you can keep up with the entire series. You're going to get three new interviews sent to you every single week. It's a new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Great way to keep up with your favorite artists and discover those new ones at Spotify, at Apple Podcast, NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcast from. You can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. Don't forget to give this series a rating. Leave a review as well. We've had some great guests on lately, including Kim Gordon from Sonic Youth, Mike Campbell from Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, actor Jeff Daniels, Russell Crowe, Derek Trucks, country musician Carly Pierce, director Richard Linklater, actress Adria Arjona, Sal Vulcano from Impractical Jokers was here, started the month with Brandi Carlile. Just an example of what you get when you subscribe to the Kyle Meredith With podcast. That's me, Kyle Meredith. Today, my guest is actress Alexis Wren. We're going to be talking about the sci-fi thriller Latency. It's a movie that follows a professional gamer, played by Sasha Luss, battling acute agoraphobia and tasked with testing new gaming equipment powered by AI capable of reading her mind. Alexis, who plays Luss's best friend Jin, tells us what it was like working with a movie that's just really a two-person cast. It's just really the two of them the whole time. How the themes of online culture and solitude line up with our times, and how a lot of what she was able to get from the role had natural parallels to the work she's done in mental health activism and even from her time on Dancing with the Stars. Alexis also goes on to talk about how director James Croke originally wanted her to shave half of her head, the trust fall that comes with working with CGI, and how she's trying to master so many different types of hobbies. All that and more, we're talking Latency in theaters now. It's Kyle Meredith with Alexis Wren.
Lindsay is such a cool movie. Didn't know what exactly what I mean. The preview sets us up for some mystery. You know, you don't know what you're getting into, but the look and the feel and the story, it's so cool. So I should throw you the congratulations on being a part of this. This is a great one.
Thank you. Yeah, we were so happy with the full version of it. I was like, wow, because we didn't see, you know, a lot of it's CGI, so we didn't know what this was going to look like.
It working with a basically a two-person cast.
Yeah.
Like, what is that like? Because so much is done with outside voices, insinuations. What was that experience like for you as an actor? I have to imagine there is a difference.
Yeah. I mean, I love one-on-one connections. And when I have the ability to really form a deep connection on set, it's like, I'm like, yay, music to my ears, because then I can really focus on one person. Obviously, I was nervous because I love Sasha. She's incredible. She was an incredible actress on Anna, and just she's a star. So I was like, well, I just hope that I can, you know, be of service and be a good castmate and really make this movie all that it deserves to be. And I was really lucky that our relationship was really honest and pure. And it translated beautifully on screen as well. Obviously you can never have that all the time, but it was one of those rare moments where I was like, okay, we got this together and we could lean on each other in that way.
Is that something you find once the cameras are on? I mean, do you spend time beforehand kind of feeling each other out?
100%. We like met, had a good talk, got to know each other, of course. And then I think it's fun too, because you know how like when you try and fake laugh, you actually start to laugh because it sounds stupid. That's kind of how acting is. It's like you start to like have this best friend connection. And then by the end of it, it's like, I think we're best friends. Like it just happens.
What's that? Fake it till you make it, but it really does. You make it. Yeah,
fake it literally till you make it. It's true.
Like I said, it's an original, definitely interesting concept. Fusing this gaming thing, which it could be just a game or movie, but you have this agoraphobia that's happening here. You have solitude, which feels very timely for the past, you know, this decade, and this whole pushing through. I'd love to know, you know, is it when you're signing up, how much of this do you talk through? Why did you want to be a part of it?
Yeah, I mean, originally I was a little standoffish with the project because I don't particularly like scary movies. I always joke life's a little scary enough, so I'd rather not add to that. But the meaning behind it, like the conversation that the movie's having, is so relevant right now that I just couldn't not. And then obviously I love Jen. I mean, she's great. She's hilarious. I connected with her immediately. I was like, I know this girl. Like, I got her. So that felt really good too, to kind of go into a character with confidence in a way, because that's not always going to happen. If any time it's ever going to happen again, probably not. I think that's what's cool about acting, is like every set you go on, you kind of just like, this is new. This is all new. Like, I have no idea. And that's what's cool. It's kind of life, and it mirrors life in that sense, where you're just like, I'm just going to show up and do my best and do the work and see what happens. And so that's also why I loved it, is it definitely mirrors life in that way. And I mean, latency, the conversation around it, we're becoming so connected and then so disconnected at the same time. So I loved having that type of a conversation in the film and in the story of it, because it truly just comes to show that no matter how much online time you have, it's never going to compensate for the real connection that you're going to get from someone. And Jen is a reflection of that, I think, for everyone. Like, Jen to me is like, don't forget about your friends. Like, yes, this online world, it matters. It's given us so many amazing things. But at the end of the day, like, that connection is why we're all here. It's what matters.
It does. It feels like it fits in with, you know, these other projects that you've built upon over the years. I mean, because I think you hit on a few different points there. You know, you benefit, like a lot of us, from internet culture and finding, you know, people who believe the same things that we do on there and our fan bases and things like that. And seeing what you've done to help women. You have your Warrior Journal in there. Like how much of that just fit in so naturally with Jen's character? Because it feels like that's an easy connection to make.
Yeah, it's so cool when, like, you can't connect the dots going forward, but you can definitely connect them going back. Cause I'm like, this is all of these paths I've been set off onto. it is so cool to see the breadcrumbs and how God like kind of puts it all together. And yeah, I think it's just, it all comes into play. And I think that's like, the why is so important to me. Like even when I did Dancing with the Stars, I was like, why am I doing this? I don't want to just go on to go on. And then I realized it was my mom's favorite show in the entire world. And I was like, okay, I'm going to do it for her. So I think when you have that deep intention and you have that why, people can feel it. And then I think also the universe reciprocates, where they're just like, cool, your intention is correct. So we're going to mirror that intention. So I think Jen was just like, it was also so nice to just play a character who just like didn't give a flying, you know, and just like truly have fun in that kind of gamer, cool, like I don't give a whatever girl. Like that was really fun for me because, you know, in acting, you're going to get typecast. You're going to have archetypes that people just want to put you in, and it's fine. It's not bad at all. There's bigger problems in this world, but it was really nice to play a girl who just didn't give a, you know,
you don't have to.
Okay. Didn't give a fuck. I just don't know. I don't know. Gonna be a lady.
And we'll be right back right after this. Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Alexis Wren.
Were you ever a gamer? Did you ever do that much?
I don't, just because I think social media was kind of my gamer. Like it just, it totally took over my life. So I think I see gaming as like the next step of that. And I'm like, I'd rather be outside. I'm like an outside beach girl. Like I love outside. I'll choose that over any game, but like I did play a lot of Mario Kart growing up. So I will say I'm pretty good at that.
There's always one. There's always one game, right?
Yeah. And even Jen, you know, she's like, she's not a gamer, but she loves the lifestyle of gaming. And that was what was fun to play, because she's just like down to chill and down to stay up till 3 a.m. playing Mario Kart. Like she doesn't care, drink a ton of energy drinks. Like she's just vibing. And my little brother's a gamer. So I think I definitely was like, I understand this. You scream into a mic, they're friends, you've never met them. Perfect.
And she's got great style, by the way, Jen does.
Yeah.
Like where does that come from?
Well, originally James was like, can you shave half your head? And I was like, please, can we find a different, can we compromise? Like, please. And so he ended up compromising with me. But he wanted her like out there, like green hair, shaved head. Like it was a whole thing, which was so exciting for me because I'm California beach girl. So I was like, this is going to be so fun to play. And it was just, yeah, it was cool. Like the sneakers, like they like handmade my sneakers and just the colors. It was fun to be something so different from myself, yet at the same time at her core we're so similar. So that was really cool to play with that duality.
Yeah, that look. And then you know, I was talking about the look of the movie and it being a gamer movie. I mean, that's a genre, it's not a huge genre, but this feel of it, of course I'm thinking of movies especially from the 90s like Hackers and The Net and Johnny Mnemonic.
Yeah, Ready Player One even. That was recent-ish.
Ready Player One's a great example. And that, you know, so when you've got something like this, and again, CGI, you don't even know what it's going to look like. How much do you talk about the mood of a movie like this to find? Because again, it feels like it's so specifically shot and edited.
Yeah. I had no idea what I was walking into. Like reading the script, I was like, okay, I understand this from like a physicality and like an actual environment standpoint. I had no idea, but they did such an incredible job. Like they created that entire apartment in a warehouse and it was incredible. Like if I was a gamer, this is the type of vibe I would want. And it kind of felt honestly in a way a little iconic, just like the room. It felt like a real part of gamer history in a world, which I loved. And the setup was so real and just, it really worked. It was beautiful. And then with, of course, her outfits were like grungy, like cool skater girl as well. So we really got to play with it. And both me and Sasha, we come from modeling backgrounds. So it was really fun for us to just be like a big t-shirt, no makeup, like let's go, like let's play. So that was really nice.
It makes sense too, because I think I read somewhere that, that James was a stage designer.
Yeah.
He became a director.
That's cool. I actually didn't know that. And if that's true, that makes a lot of sense because this set was top tier.
But that it's also got to be exciting because, you know, James not being a director, you know, for a long time, or what, I don't know if this is the first time or one of the first times or something, but coming onto a job, like there's a little bit of a trust fall, but there's a little bit of excitement. Like what if this is the someone that's giving us that something new? I don't know if that was your experience.
Definitely. I mean, he had such, because he wrote it too, like he had such a specific Like, he knew what this was going to be, but he also was super down for what was meant to be. And I think living within those realms is actually very rare for a director, because they're either like, do whatever you want, or they're like, if you don't say this in the script, like, we're going to redo the scene 10 times over. And to have both, and to be able to like have guardrails, yet at the same time be able to like just go crazy, like, that was, that to me is like ideal director, because I'm like, yay, I can do a take for me, I can do a take for you, I can just play within that. And I think that's really what acting is. Like, the question I always ask myself is, can I have serious play? Because that's what acting is.
And we'll be right back right after this. Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Alexis Wren.
I've loved that you've taken off so much into this acting. Like I said, we know that you've done so many things. Do you still do music? You did it for like a half a second there.
I did it for half a second. I think it was more of like a COVID, like, I'm just bored and there's nothing to do. So that was really fun and really cool. I would honestly, anything that I do, I want to incorporate it into acting. So like, yes, I strengthen my voice. So then at some point, if that's needed in any format, like, I can offer that. That's how I look at acting, is like, I'm a car. What features should I come with to make this easy, an easy yes for you? So I love to train myself in so many other ways. Like, right now I'm learning how to surf. I have like a surf coach that's like taking me out every morning, every night for like 3 months. Because I want to be good at, I also want to like, I like mastering things and using them as features that I can bring to the table in the acting world. So it's exciting.
So it's one of those things when the director says, can you do this? And an actor automatically says, yes. You don't then have to learn how to do it to make up. Exactly. Yes. You could say, no, yes, I do know how to surf.
Oh, yes, I actually do know how to do this. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I love learning things. I think being homeschooled my entire life, the idea of learning something never got tainted to me. So I think, you know, in school, it's kind of just like, you're learning things you don't want to learn, but I had the opportunity to kind of just learn things I wanted to learn. So for me, it's, you know, and life is truly just a classroom. So I think if you look at it from that angle, you can have so much more fun with it.
So why has acting won out over everything else right now?
Because I can do all of those things within it, if that makes sense. I think it kind of is just like, I can create all these different worlds. And then also, like, it's fun to do it with other people. Like, it's truly like summer camp. You go onto the set, you're there for a couple months, you have a family, and then you are all there to create this beautiful thing, and you all want the same thing. So I think there's just this teamwork that I don't feel in any other place. Similar with modeling, but like, once again, I like being human. I prefer the humanness.
No, I get it. It's very, very addicting. Once you've been on that set, it's very addicting. I love this movie, Latency. Congratulations to everybody involved on this. It's going to be one I watch probably a few times over. So congrats on it. And thank you so much for taking the time to talk about it.
Thank you so much, Kyle. I appreciate it.
My thanks to Alexis Latency playing Now. Thanks to you for checking out the episode. Of course, please hit that subscribe button before you get out of here. You'll get 3 interviews sent to you every week, just like this. A new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. You can grab us at Spotify, Apple Podcast, NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcast from. You can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. Again, please also give the series a rating. Leave a review as well. And after that, you can head over to WFPK.org. So I do a show Monday through Friday starting at 6 p.m. Eastern. You get 4 hours of classics from the 80s and 90s. You get the best in new music. There are bonus interviews, lots of music news as well. One of my recent shows features some classics and favorites from Suzanne Vega, David Bowie, The Pixies, R.E.M., Mudhoney, New Pornographers, Tao with Get Down, Stay Down, Tierra Whack, Counting Crows, Jewel, Tom Petty, The Replacements, Valerie June, Kate Bush, The Smashing Pumpkins, Rainbow Kitten Surprise, Silverchair, Kings of Leon, Always Not a Surf, and my interview with The Breeders, as we talked about their record, Last Splash. Just an example of what you can hear every weeknight, 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence has your music and film news. You can also find me on any of the social media sites. The address is always the same. It's at Kyle Meredith. I do hope you like and follow along. And that does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.
I'm going to actually try and switch to a different Wi-Fi if you just give me 1 second.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.